be part of everyday operations, and the entire organization would be a place where people flourished by working together. And what if we brought these qualities home to our marriages, families, children, and communities? Very often, when we work with leaders to help them cultivate a greater range or depth in EI competencies, they tell us that they find themselves bringing home heightened levels of self-awareness, empathic understanding, self-mastery, and attuned relationships. And what would our schools and children be like if education also focused on the EI abilities that foster resonance? For one thing, employers would have the pleasure of taking into their ranks new generations of leaders-to-be who are already adept at these key work skills. The personal benefits for young people themselves would be reflected in a decline in those social ills, ranging from violence to substance abuse, that stem in large part from deficits in skills such as handling impulses and rocky emotions. Beyond that, communities would benefit from higher levels of tolerance, caring, and personal responsibility. One final note. There are many leaders, not just one. Leadership resides not solely in the individual at the top, but in every person at every level who acts as a leader to a group of followers. Wherever in the organization that person is, whether shop steward, team head, or CEO, we offer these insights to